Now we get a nice picture of the three-dimensional structure of this tetramer. It's not actually slanted at all, but rather a trilaminar structure consisting of two major layers whose planes are almost perfectly parallel to one another, with a smaller third layer, a little less orderly looking in this view, sandwiched in the middle. The first layer consists mainly of the long helix twos of H3E and H4B. It also includes helix 3 of H3A, which in this view is barely visible, but which I hope you recall from the frontal view, where we just recently saw it sitting prominently at the apex of the H3H3 inverted V formation. The second layer consists of the long helix 2s of H3A and H4F, also including helix 3 of H3E, which is barely visible in this view, but which in the frontal view forms the other side of the H3H3 inverted V formation. There's a small third layer consisting only of the helix 3s of H4B and H4F, lying between the two main layers. It's better seen if we rotate a bit.